Well, this week I want to sort of piggyback and continue what I started last week. If you remember, I began some reflections on what it means to say we are saved or come to the Father through Jesus. Jesus says this a number of times, other places in the New Testament. We are told we are saved or come to the Father through Christ. And last week I offered two, not mutually exclusive, but two slightly different perspectives on what that might mean. One of them from 1 Peter, which I think sort of implied that living through Christ means following Christ as an example of how to be better humans. Our hope to be better is to live through Christ and that example. And then we also reflected on Jesus saying, I am the gate that allows you to go through walls, the walls we put up between ourselves and God and ourselves and others. And this week I want to continue reflections about this, because today in the John passage that Amanda just read, we get perhaps the most well-known moment when Jesus talks about through me. That is in response to Thomas's question about the way, and Jesus saying, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Before moving on, I think it's worth noting that this verse particularly, and this idea of going to the Father through Christ, particularly because Jesus says, no one comes except through me. This verse has been used and misused, in my opinion, for most of the history of the Christian church. Because there are two real, fundamentally different ways to look at this verse. One is to read it very exclusively. The other is to interpret it inclusively. And I hope by now, especially those of you who have heard a few of my sermons, I hope it will not surprise you that I'm going to argue the inclusive side of this. But it's worth noting first how this verse has been used exclusively. There have been those who have read this, no one comes to the Father except through me, through Christ, to mean, well, that must mean you have to be a Christian. Now notice Jesus doesn't say that. Notice Jesus couldn't say that. Jesus himself was not a Christian. There was no Christian church. None of Jesus' followers at the time were Christian. But you might see how you can make that jump. Oh, through Christ. No one comes to the Father except through me means you must be Christian. And once you make that interpretive leap, then you can say, well, that means you must be part of the Christian church. And then you might see how you're already on a slippery slope. The next step would be to say, well, and a particular Christian church. You must be Roman Catholic or Orthodox or Protestant. And then you can start narrowing it even further. Well, obviously you must be Baptist or Presbyterian to get to God. And then you can even start narrowing it down even further. Well, you must be not just part of a Baptist church, but a Bible-believing church, whatever that really means. And then you can even take this even more exclusive and start saying, well, this clearly means you have to believe certain things. And then you can pick your favorite doctrine to stick in a laundry list. Okay, this means you must believe the virgin birth and the inerrancy of Scripture, and pick your favorite doctrines and you have a nice laundry list. No one gets to the Father unless you are a member of this particular church, denomination, and believe these things. There. And no one else gets in. See how nice and easy this is to suddenly leave most of humanity out? Notice Jesus doesn't say any of that. In fact, I think he says just the opposite of that. But there is this exclusive reading of that verse. But when Jesus says, no one comes to the Father except through me, notice part of what he's saying, and he does this throughout John's gospel, is if you want to know God, you must know me. Look at me. And notice Jesus doesn't say you must believe certain things. He says in today's passage, you must believe in me. Not believe certain things about me, but believe in me. Believe in who I am. Believe that I am who I say I am. Believe that I came to do the things I promised to do. Believe that I am Savior, Messiah, Lord, Light, Shepherd, Gate. This gets us, I think, to the word that appears multiple times in both of today's readings, which I think get to the heart of what Jesus is talking about here. Did you notice the word that appears again and again in both the psalm and the passage from John? Little five-letter word, trust. The psalm says repeatedly, I trust in the Lord. I entrust myself to the Lord. And Jesus himself says, trust in me. If you trust in God, you will trust in me. I think that's what Jesus is talking about here. Trust. No one comes to the Father unless they trust me, Jesus says. Now, admittedly, in the modern world, particularly in modern day America, we have some issues with trust. Well-deserved, well-earned issues with trust of leaders, especially. I mean, some might point to Nixon and Watergate as what destroyed trust in government and leaders. Some might say it was LBJ and the lies about Vietnam. Some might even say it grows out of the Kennedy assassination. But statistics show pretty clearly a range of time about 50 years ago or so when our trust in government and leaders began to sink. And not just government, our trust in all sorts of institutions, the media, press, even church. We have trouble trusting. And especially anyone who stands up and says, trust me, is the very person we are immediately going to say, uh-uh. But let me assure you, when Jesus says in our passage today, trust me, Jesus is the one person we can and should trust. Because Jesus doesn't just say it, and he's not saying it to spin it or deceive. He is speaking truth. Trust me. Because Jesus doesn't sugarcoat. I've said this before. I mean, Jesus doesn't say, trust me, your life's going to be great, just follow me. Jesus is just the opposite. Trust me, follow me. Oh, your life's going to get worse. You're going to suffer. You're going to have to take up your cross. But follow me and trust me. I think that's what Jesus is talking about when he says, no one comes to the Father except through me. It's about trusting me, learning to trust me. Because that's the thing about trust. It doesn't happen instantaneously. It can. You may have people in your life, and if so, you are richly blessed, who when you met them, you instinctively knew you could trust them. But I think most of us would say trust is something that is earned over time in all of our relationships. You learn people you can trust, and you may learn the people you thought you could trust but can't. But trust is built up over time and experience. And I think that's true of trusting Jesus as well. Over time, we can experience, yes, these promises are true. Jesus was who he said he was and is who he says he is. But I don't think that happens instantaneously for most of us. We learn it over time and experience. And I also think, as I was suggesting to the children, that's where the church comes in as well. Again, notice what Jesus does not say in today's reading. He doesn't say no one comes to the Father except those who are members of a church. He doesn't say no one comes to the Father except those who come to church every Sunday. But there is a good reason to be part of a church and to come to church every Sunday. But it's not because that's how you are saved or come to God. It's because this journey of learning to trust is tough. The journey of faith is difficult and takes time, and we need people cheering us on, like in the race. We need a place where we are supported and encouraged and maybe challenged a little, where we learn more and more about what it means to trust Jesus, who Jesus was, about the Bible that tells us all these things. And that's the church at its best, ideally. A place where we learn to trust people, each other, and especially Jesus. At least that's my ultimate hope for what church is and can be. That's my hope for who we are together. A place where people can come and learn to trust and maybe wrestle with trust, but be supported and encouraged along the way. I think when Jesus says, "No one comes to the Father except through me. I am the way," he's talking about, at root, coming to faith, to trust in him. That's not easy, it's not simple, it's not quick. And that's why we need each other. My hope is we are all on that journey of learning to trust, and that we will continue to and even do better at helping each other on that journey, so that ultimately we all will come to the Father together. Amen.